Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for being part of my day. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. I got a really nice note from somebody yesterday about getting my newsletter, and I'll be darned if I can find it now. But I wanted to read to you just an example of people who – I get these all the time, and folks, thank you for that, because as you may know, it's a lot of work to produce a publication every week and to do it on time and to make it something that people want and would be useful. And when I hear back from you and you write back and say how much this particular person was commenting on how much it meant to them to get the newsletter on Sunday, and which we send it every Sunday. We're coming up on our fifth anniversary of our email publication, the Small Business Advocate newsletter, and that was important to her, and I appreciate her mentioning that because that's what we hoped. We hoped that you get it on Sunday and then it gets you started for the week ahead, kind of gets you revved up a little bit. Comes in the afternoon when you're sort of already thinking about Monday morning. Karen Post is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She is the branding diva, and she's our good friend. She's one of our top branding experts in the Brain Trust. Her brand-new book coming out even any minute now. It's called The Brain Tattoos, and she's our good friend. Karen Post, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. Karen, first let me say that this is National Business Women's Week, and I wanted to congratulate you on your success as a businesswoman.
Well, thanks. You know, I feel fortunate that there are so many wonderful opportunities for any business person and certainly as well, and maybe even more for women.
Well, you know, you're right. It's really, in some ways, it's unfortunate that we even have to differentiate at all, isn't it?
It is.
It's important that we call attention to some of the inequities that have happened over the years. And you know, Karen, I think probably there's a good chance that in our lifetime, out of your lifetime, that we will quit talking about the businessmen and businesswomen. It'll all be the same, and maybe we'll, you know, the some of the inequities that we've talked about on this show before, and some of the things I'm sure you've experienced, will wind up just being in history books.
Yeah, I think you're right. Now I think we're very close to that. I mean, I hear great stories all the time about women business owners doing extraordinary things, and so it's a very exciting time for all business owners.
Are women good at branding?
Women are good at branding because women tend to be more emotional in their ways that they process information and the way that they communicate, and branding is very emotional, much more so than logical. Traditional marketing started off being much more logical and focused on features and benefits, where stellar brands really focus on connecting with their buying audience through emotional triggers and a value system that their customer embraces.
Help making people or trying to get people to feel a certain way about what you offer them.
Absolutely.
And maybe not just have a feeling about what you sell, but maybe like that product or that service so much that they're emotional about not having it available to them.
Right, and they say that brands today are truly a reflection of the consumer that buys them, and I think we all can relate to that. We select certain brands of household products, of you know, business products or anything, because they sort of reflect who we are, which that's very much about emotions and emotional connections.
Absolutely. One of the things that you've gone through, you live in Florida.
That's right.
And your state has really taken it on the chin this year with the hurricanes. And, of course, we also have to remember that basically all four hurricanes that came through Florida also went through Georgia, also went through the Carolinas and parts of Alabama. And so you know, a lot of folks out there across the Southeast have had their brands impacted by these natural disasters. And you wanted to talk a little bit about that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Recover from those kinds of things.
Yeah, I think it's an important area because, you know, as earthlings, we all, part of our deal is just to manage through when bad things happen, you know, whether it's a hurricane or something that has to do with terrorism or a wildfire or any sort of catastrophic event. When it hits communities, in addition to the people that feel the pain, the brands and the businesses feel an equal amount of pain. But while it is certainly, it can be a challenging time, it can also be a really good opportunity to bond with your buying base, to do the right thing, because, you know, relationships are about relationships first, transactions second. And so when things are tough, if you can reach out and demonstrate extra sensitivity in your marketplace, that deposits huge amounts of brand equity, which is really important as you're building loyalty with your offering and your buying base.
I heard a story about a guy who was in the lumber business who the hurricane apparently was making a turn and it was coming through an area that was unexpected, you know, a few hours before, I think it was the way the story went. And he literally told his neighbors, come get plywood, and it's on me. Now, plywood's expensive these days. And basically, the people in his area, in his little market there, came to his business and got plywood when it was in short supply. And I think he gave it to them to board up for their houses.
That's great.
And they interviewed one of the recipients of his benevolence, and the guy said, well, I'll tell you one thing. I know where I'll be buying my lumber from now on.
Yeah, no, that's
great. And I'm not saying the guy had any ulterior motives, but
right.
that was an example of being part of a community, your brand being recognized as or being available to contribute to the community when there's not just something to sell.
Right. Yeah, and it's just about doing the right thing. But it was interesting because, you know, everyone gets very stressed out in situations like this, and a lot of the local advertisers were running specific advertising, not selling anything, but just saying, asking for a little more patience, letting the buying audience know that, you know, maybe their stores were not going to be fully stocked, and just having a dialogue, which that's very important because, again, the branding is about the relationship that you build, and all of that happens with open communication and dialogue.
Well said, Karen. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back. In just a few minutes, Karen Post is our guest. Her book, her long-awaited book, I can't wait to see it. One's on the way to me right now. The Brain Tattoos is the title of the book. We'll get Karen to tell us a little bit about it in just a few minutes. 20 after, stay with us.
We're back up in the woods among the evergreens. There stood a log cabin made of earth and wood. Where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever...
We're back at 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, broadcasting live from La Quinta, California, at the annual conference with the U.S. Representative Travel Network, which is the group that the American Express manages, their travel division manages, and out here with about 300 of these folks who own small business travel agencies. And Karen Post is our guest. Karen, it's very interesting to see how the travel agency industry has been developing their brands. And I'm talking to these people, and they're telling me, you know, you used to think about a travel agency having an office, and you show up, and you look through their cruises, and they order you an airline ticket or something like that. But these guys have a lot of different brands that they built inside of their, you know, they're doing shopping trips, they're doing, you know, vacation trips, they're doing business, the business angle, also retail, a lot of different angles that they're going at, and they've developed different brands for each one of those.
Yeah, which is great because they understand that, you know, there's so many different types of travelers these days, and if they can really focus on those specialized niche markets, that's a point of difference, and that creates a strong brand.
Yep, that differentiation is important these days, isn't it?
It sure is.
We're talking about the how to deal with your brand, how to make sure your brand. Weather is a natural disaster like a hurricane, And I think you had some tips for us, didn't you?
I do. Well, the first thing is, as soon as something happens, considering changing your phone messaging system to acknowledge what's going on, so that if for some reason your business is closed down or your employees can't show up, at least your callers know that you're in a bad situation, because they may be calling from another part of the country and not even realize that something's going on. And the second thing is, which is probably the most important, is make sure that you train your employees to sensitivity training before a bad situation happens. And then when something happens, then revisit this training with your frontline service staff to make sure that they really understand what your customer is feeling, because emotions are very high when things go wrong. And then finally, if you're an advertiser and if your advertising is bold and in their face and loud, you might really want to consider softening the tone, speaking in a much more compassionate voice, or even halting any of your selling communication until the recovery process is over from this disaster.
And maybe even cut some kind of spots that says, we know what you're going through, and we're here to help you, whatever we can do.
That's right. Like if that means delaying payments or setting up special programs or products that are relevant to what's going on. It's just really about being sensitive and relevant to your market needs.
I was talking to David Scher, who's one of our credit and collection experts in our brain trust, and he was saying that, for those hurricanes, when those came through, that they just basically suspended calling people for a few days just to kind of back off a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good idea, because, there's other things that are the real priorities in life when bad stuff is going on. And, sometimes the last time you want is someone trying to sell you something. So just be sensitive to that.
And, the United States has hurricanes, earthquakes, tornadoes, floods. Lots of
fires, lots of things can happen.
Yeah.
They can happen in any town. Some of them we're lucky we get notice, but some of them just happen.
Yeah,
and being a good business leader, you're able to manage through those things.
You got to be able to move fast sometimes. And so
right.
These are just some things, Karen. These are great ideas for you to stick in our brain, to tattoo on our brains, to be able to help us, in the future. Your book, Brain Tattoos, tell us about it.
My book is a great resource on branding anything, from a product to a service to an ingredient within your company. Or if you're a professional and you're in a sales position and you need to create a brand for yourself, it also addresses personal branding. It's easy to follow. It's entertaining. I really think it's going to be a classic resource for any business professional. And it will be out in a couple weeks. It's available now on Amazon, but it won't ship for a couple more weeks.
But you're going to launch it on this show, aren't you?
That's right.
Yep. With the long-awaited Brain Tattoos book, ladies and gentlemen, by Karen Post. I'm looking forward to telling you about it, because you've been road testing that book on this show for a long time, haven't you?
I sure have.
We've taken it out for a drive a few times. And now, you're going to be going to Cleveland today,
that's
right?
Right. Later today, I'm going to be in Cleveland. I'm speaking to the Cleveland Advertising Association tomorrow at lunchtime.
Right. So those of you listening over WELW out of Cleveland, that's where Karen's going to be. And so I know all of your groupies are going to want to show up and see you there, Karen.
Right. It's a public event, and they can just go to the website for the Cleveland Ad Association and get all the details on the program.
Right. If you missed that, you can probably find that at the Chamber of Commerce. They'll probably know what that website is. Karen, last thoughts. We've got 30 seconds.
Last thoughts. Well, I'd say continue to keep your eye on your brand. Do what you can to be different and distinct, because the marketplace is cluttered, and as humans, we respond and we remember to things that are unique and that meet our needs. So push that envelope a little bit today and brand better and make a great, vivid brain tattoo.
Karen, thank you for being here. Good job today. Congratulations on your book. I'm really excited for you. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to introduce it to my audience in about a month or so. Thank you for all that, and good luck on your trip this week.
Hey, thanks so much, and good luck to you.
See you, Karen. Karen Post. Oh, by the way, give us your website, Karen, before you go.
At www.brandingdiva.com.
Brandingdiva.com. It's a good website, folks. Check it out. Quick break. Right back with Rick Pinion. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.